And we found out, and I, before I explained how this character get developed from the instinct to build the damir, the conscious, and after that it started to do the good deed, and after that from building the good deed, it started to get to the next stage after that, which is al-inqiyad, they submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after that the last stage is the rida, satisfaction. And I was talking about, started a few khutbah before, about what is the character of this. And we found out that has nothing, this character, the Muslim character, has nothing to do with any nationality, background, language, level of education. The character is one. So whenever you go, if this character will be developed right, you will see the same attitude. You will see the same mentality, and you will see the same development, regardless what the tongue is, or what the country is, or whatever differences we have in between us. I started, one of the things that I said about the character of the Muslim, it was the conscious. And now we know what the conscious is. The conscious is basically the ability to know what is right, and do it and stand by it, according to Quran and Sunnah. And the ability to know what is wrong, and don't do it, and resent it, fight against it, according to Quran and Sunnah. And also, part of the conscious is to have the state of zikr, that you are constantly God conscious, watching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is what I'm doing is right or wrong. You are keep the time, all the time, re-evaluating yourself, and the hope, raja. You have a hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acceptance. And I told you also about a very important attribute, which is taqwa. And basically taqwa, that means the fear, the taqwa, it has, when I said it is, let us sum it all in one word, it is the fear of Allah that stop you from wrongdoing, and the love of Allah at the same time that promote you to do what to please Him, to work to please Him. Okay? And I talked by detail about the stages of the taqwa and what are the element of it. I started last week to talk about a third attribute, which is promoting good and fight evil. And I said, most of the problem that we have in our life in the major three level, which is the individual level, the family level, and the ummah level, is how strong or weak that element, which is what? Promoting good and fighting evil. And I think we all agreed that the promoting good and fighting evil is not a luxury or a job of scholars or learned people. Promoting good and fighting evil, look at it this way, it is the immune system to your iman. It is the immune system, like the body got an immune system. The immune system to your family is promoting good and fighting evil. The immune system to the nation is promoting good and fighting evil. And I started to talk about what is good and what is evil, and I said it's going to take more than one khutbah. And I said, what had happened, we all, by mind, we know what is the right thing, most of us. And I know, and I started to talk last week about the where we stand between the message that we know, it tells us what we're supposed to know and to do, and ourself or mind, is it tell us what we want. From my perspective, and I took by that by detail last week, I am number one. In the whole entire place here, in the whole, every one of us is number one to yourself. Every one of us is Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. Everybody else, maybe they have it up because they are as much as intelligent or knowledgeable as me or as you. When you think, that is the taghut itself. Part of the things we have a shirk, we have a kufr, we have hypocrisy. there is a part, it تكون عبادة الطواغيت, worship deity, when you start to worship yourself, that is a part of it. فأنت تهدي من اتخذها إلها أو هواه. Have you ever, you will be able to guide who really consider he worship himself? So going back, we said that the mind, any mind of us, have a certain function. He is telling you what is the good for you, and he is trying to protect you, right, and help you to select what it can be pleasure to you or it can be satisfied to you. And we found out that I cannot do that without violating anybody else's right. What does the mind say? When I go to a shopping center and pick up something and leave, that is the best thing that I can do. Why? I got what I want with less expense. Or in this case, no expense. But I doing that, I violate somebody else's right. And that's called stealing. And after that, we found out that the mind started to do what? Started to give explanation to what happened and give a justification to the behavior. Once you have the justification, you will never correct your mistakes. You will keep going doing. And you hear that a lot. Everybody is doing it. Look at this. Why you don't pick on me? And all of that stuff. What is the next stage? Get used to it. Automatically, you already killed or drugged your conscience, so you keep on going. Doing it. The worst is the stage after that, when somebody comes to wake you up, you will viciously fight them back. And this is maybe can give explanation why messengers and prophets and salihin, when they talk, instead of the people accept what they're saying, they do what? Attack them, because they are waking you up. They never came and asked you for money or glory or power or taking any your property or position or anything. He's saying, Ya qawm ma'budu Allah ma lakum min ilahin ghayr. Oh people, only submit to Allah and live your life according to His law. Ma lakum min ilahin ghayr. That's what they say. Why they get all of this resentment? Why they get killed? To start with, they get abused because of that stage. Now we want to know the relationship between that mind and how we think, and I spoke about that by detail last week, and between the message. And the message is coming to tell us, no, that is right, that's not what you think it is right. Right? Okay, and we found out one of the forms that we take is what? We're going to say, okay, listen man, what you're saying, I don't care if it is right or wrong, but it is very expensive, and I'm not going to do it. So that guy being informed, guys, huh? This is very important. Being informed, understood, and took decisions. That's classified as a kafir. A kafir is the one who knows the truth and put a layer on the top of it. And this is why they call the farmer kafara, a seed. That means when he put the seed, he put the dirt on the top of it. That's the word the kafara means. So you have what? Committed blasphemy. We have somebody that's going to say, okay, I understand and I hear what you're saying, though. I really do understand. But listen, I have needs, okay? I have needs. And in between, let us cut corners here. Let us negotiate. Let us negotiate, okay? And the mind gonna go, well, that's an old time things. That was good before, but it is not good now. All of these questions, there is an answer to it. Allah sent it, the message to me, the human being nature, not the human being circumstances. Circumstances change every second. And He is ordering you to change the environment and to change with it. But when it comes to the essence, when I say take care of your father, can you identify that belongs to a certain nationality, a certain people, a certain group, a certain language, a certain age? That's a human being nature. So the second category going to come and say is what? All right, I understand what you're saying here, right? But at the same time, I have to look after myself too. So let us just find out something, right? And that's called what? The mushrik, associate. And that is, the shirk is worse than the high blood pressure, because it is the silent killer. The kafir, no. The kafir already know. He said, listen, don't bother me. I'm not going to bother you, or I'm going to bother, but I'm number one, get out of my face. You want me to pay to this and to do this and to do that? No. Ow. So he is alert. He knows what he's doing. The second category, no. The mushrik most of the time does not know that he is a mushrik. And he's doing everything. He's doing the fasting, he's doing the prayer, he's doing the hajj, he's doing this. But the bottom line, to make the long story short for the khutbah, how we know? How we know if we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ إِلَّا وَهُمْ بِاللَّهِ مُشْرِكُونَ. That's a disaster. The majority of the people that they will claim, believe, they will commit shirk, association. How you know? There is one single measure you can do. Use it and find out, test by who you obey. سمعنا وعطانا or سمعنا وعصينا. We hear, we obey, or we hear, we disobey or delay. There is after that another category which is called hypocrisy, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, very in the beginning, very vividly identify the believer. And when it comes to the kafir, the category that I was talking about, he just two lines. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْذَرْتُهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنْذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. That guy knows what he is doing, don't bother. But when it comes to hypocrisy, he gives 13 attributes. You see the disaster? 13 attributes. That means what? You have to watch what you are doing, because you can be right in it too. In category number two or category number three. So now when we come back to our issue, after having this very quick overview, when we talk about promoting good and fighting evil, which is the immune system, right? You better know yourself and how you think and what you're supposed to do. And this is why all the time you're going to hear me saying, please, never do what you think it is right. Only do what you know it is right. You don't have to be a scholar. And I'm going to give you a very quick example. I know that I'm very limited on time, but I have to drive this to you, between what you think you are right and what you think it is right. You take an issue on as adultery, and the crime like killing with attempt. You kill somebody with attempt. For proving the killing, all you need one sound person give a full testimony to what happened. If you ask which one is more dangerous, a crime, killing or adultery? Definitely killing. Definitely killing. For proving in a court of law the killing, I need one person. But for the adultery, I need four. So for the less crime, I need four witnesses. And for the big crime, I need only one. If I'm going to use the common sense, what's going to be the judgment? Use the four for killing and for adultery one. You see the difference between what I think it is right and what is right? You go, for instance, who is more important? Fasting or prayer? There are two in the whole entire Sharia, from A to Z. There is only two exceptions after the Shahada. Only every single law and the Sharia have exception. Except two. Adultery and prayer. Prayer doesn't have exception. You don't have a wudu, do what? Tayammum. You can't pray standing, sit. You can't sit on your side. You can't sit on your side in your back. You can't in your back by your tongue, by your eyes. You can't by your tongue. You can't by your soul. No exception. You compare this with another obligation, which is the fasting of the month of Ramadan. We know that the sister, they have a monthly period. When you take your mind, in that time they are exempted from fasting and prayer and reciting Quran and other things. But it makes sense when they come back. What is the more important, fasting or prayer? No, prayer, definitely. Prayer is more. So they're supposed to make up for what? The prayer. But they were commanded to make up for what? The fast. And not to make the prayer. If I'm going to use my common sense, what I'm going to do? I'm going to make up for the prayer, not for the fast. You see the value of following Sharia? And this is why I'm saying, please, never do what you think it is right. Only do what you know it is right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger said, you make up for fasting, you make up for mass. Don't make up for prayer, don't make up for prayer. So now, all of these challenges that you having to apply the message. So it is obvious, when you come to promote good and fight evil, I'm going to tell you this. There is nothing easier that you go to one of those Islamic bookstores and have a good book in Sharia, one of the good ones, a wholesome one, right? And stay home for a couple of weeks and read them day and night and come out and point your finger to everybody. That's not promoting good and fighting evil. That never been and will never be. And remember, every time you point your finger to somebody, the second one coming right back at you. That means what? Promoting good and fighting evil is a mandatory requirement of every single soul. Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam saying what? Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyati. Everyone is responsible in your own system. Mana'a. He has mana'a. Immune system. The first one, okay, remember this. I think most of us have been in aeroplanes and they keep giving us an instruction just in case there is no gas, there is no oxygen, or there is no air. What they say, don't help somebody else. First, put the mask for yourself, and after that, turn around and help your child or help whomever you want to help. But first, do what? Help yourself. If you don't have it, you can't give it. If you can't help yourself, how are you going to help other? أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ. That is easy to point my finger and come and tell you are wrong. There is nothing easier than that. But before you get to that, I'm telling you, there is a complete science for that. School of thoughts in doing that. It is not just pointing fingers. You have to look after number one. If you love yourself, have mercy on yourself. Make sure that what you are doing, promote good and fight evil to yourself. Look after yourself first. It is easy to spot other people, but it is harder to spot that yours. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, رَجِعْنَا مِنَ الْجِهَادِ الْأَصْغَرِ إِلَى الْجِهَادِ الْأَكْبَرِ. They were coming back from a war. He said, وَمَا الْجِهَادُ الْأَكْبَرِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ جِهَادُ النَّفْسِ وَعَلَّهَا. They were coming from a big war. Can you imagine coming out of it? And he says, we came from the small one to the big one. What did the big one? He said, what? Self-discipline and self-strain to be in the straight path. So, the point here, look after number one, which is you. And please take it with what I'm about to say. When you are in pain, you are the only one in pain. When you are dying, you are the only one dying. Even if you have the best ever staff of medical or whatever, no one gonna help you except Ya Rab. When you are going to your grave, no one else is gonna go with you. You are the only one who's gonna go there. And when you stay in the grave, no one else would stay with you. You're gonna be the only one. And when you meet your maker, you're gonna be the only one. You might as well start to behave now with this content. Never under any circumstances disobey Allah to please yourself or to please other people or to get acceptance or approval from them. So the first, you have to look after yourself. After that, you look after your family. When you look after yourself, you will teach your family by examples. We all agree that the longest childhood is known to us is the mankind. Any other species keep up and running. Why? Because day in and day out, they observe and learn. And maybe some of you who take their little toddlers with them, 2 years and less, to the masjid. When you make sujood, they make sujood. When they stand on line, they stand on line. It's going to be a habit built on them. They don't know what they are doing. But down the road, you will teach them. But it's already in their character. Day in and day out. And you are coming now, and the kid is what, 14 or 15, and he's a taller than you, 2 times stronger than you, and come and say he is not obeying me. When I come to that stage, I'm not going to be a Mr. Nice Guy. Because I'm going to have to go down there and do some surgery. A lot of parents are coming with the attitude, the kids, they turned out from angels to whatever. No, they are not. They are an innocent human being and soul, you being trusted to develop, and maybe the job was not done right. Maybe you are guilty. You yourself are guilty. If they had what it takes, they wouldn't do that. And now you are coming so angry. They don't disobey me. They disobey me. I'm going to tell you this. If you yourself in a state of obedience to Allah, Allah will make the universe in a state of obedience to you. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. You are in a state of obedience to Allah, and you want your child to be in a state of obedience to you. You want your wife to be in a state of obedience to you. Who you? Why? In this calculation of the universe, who you? وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like the people that they forgot Allah, so Allah made them forget who they are. So for promoting good and fighting evil, go back. Take care of number one. And don't worry about anybody else now. Number two, do what you think it is, what you know it is right, what you do, not what you think it is right. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to be a learned. But what you learn, apply. What we all know how to pray, do it. Allah said 5 times, 5 times. Allah said fasting, fasting. Allah said zakah, zakah. Hajj, hajj. Akhlaq, ethics, yes, ethics. He said patient, patient. Easy, no. And that's what you are getting paid for. You have to select the right attitude. I'm not going to ask you go after yourself, and at the same time I'm not going to ask you indulge yourself. Please stop justifying your attitude. Please stop justifying your attitude. And you heard me saying it so many times. Now, by the way, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to myself, but just loud. I want myself to hear myself, because maybe I am one of the, if somebody with mistakes and shortcoming, he's gonna be me. May Allah forgive me and forgive you. Okay. If you have to justify it, don't do it. No one give excuses for doing the right thing, ever. All the time we give excuses for wrong thing, for things that our conscience does not accept. So don't do it. And while you are doing that, you have to preserve and understand things as is, not what it meant to be. Don't come and say if things. Sometimes we try to play with the words. I'm talking about now in our own level, to try to find a way out. Do you remember the second level, which started to compromise? And that's what the Quran is saying about what al-mutashabihat. Is try to interpret things a different way, to give a justification to what he's doing. I cannot pray and say, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةِ. Is it in the Quran? Is it in the Quran? Yes, it is in the Quran. But complete it. لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَةِ. While you are in a state of intoxication. That was the first stage of forbidding this, the issue. Somebody can go and kind of smart and say what? Is a fuel or drug in the Quran? No, it is not. Is whatever the pills that they take is in the Quran? Is champagne in the Quran? Is whiskey in the Quran? I'm going to say no. You're going to say, well, what's in the Quran is the word khamr. And what is khamr? Khamr is supposed to be what? The juice of the thing. That's the word khamr, the juice. So your apple juice, that's called khamr. But when you leave it to be rotten, and alcohol comes in it, that is intoxicated material now. It is not khamr. Because of the word khamr, it was used to describe what? What's in the Jannah? Rivers from khamr. That means river from juice, milk and juice. But I'm playing now with the words. Why? Because I want to justify what I'm doing. I want to find excuses to worry. Is it in the Quran? No, it is not in the Quran. So, well, it is your understanding then. So it is not forbidden. No. The Sharia says unanimously, whatever substance intoxicates the mind, it is forbidden. And even if the small amount, the large amount intoxicates the mind, the minute drop of it is a forbidden. More for us to know, there are some people, their biochemistry inside, they get intoxicated from the milk. For that group, milk is forbidden for them. So don't put play with the games. And the biggest crime of all, the biggest crime of all, the top of the top, when you come and say Inna Allah Ghafurun Rahim, you keep doing mistakes after mistakes and mistakes after mistakes, and you keep challenging and say Allah is so merciful, Allah is tolerance. If Allah is merciful and Allah is tolerance, why he bothered to start with and send it messenger and messages, and people get killed and people get tortured and all of that? He would have forgiven anything. Let us, what are the rules of forgiveness? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying what? إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةِ إِنْ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. You don't snap from the Quran and keep running, or from the Sunnah and keep running. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will what? Allah forgive who? الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءِ. One, single. Not the السيئات. Single. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءِ. One, بِجَهَالَة. Misinformed or ignorant. He doesn't know. Doesn't know. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَة. When in تَابُوا. Tawbah. And first element of tawbah is what? Feel sorry for what you did. Wa aslahu. And they corrected what they did. They corrected. and ask for forgiveness, وتابوا من قريب. Did they did that after period of time? No. As soon as they realized that it is wrong, the correction process took place. تابوا وأصلحوا من قريب. But you keep doing everything, and you come and say, إن الله غفور رحيم. Do you know what Sayyidina Muhammad saying about that? أنت تبارز الله بالمعاصي. You challenging Allah by disobedience. المستهزئ بربك. You are mocking with Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى saying, أفبالله وآياته تلعبون. If you read the Quran the way you read the Quran, sometimes you're not going to be able to breathe. Believe me when I say you're not going to be able to breathe. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة يلعبون. Their destiny is getting closer and closer, and they are absent-minded and play games. Do you think you are kind to yourself? Do you really think you love yourself? If you love yourself, you will have mercy on it. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask you to forgive all our gathering. And whomever will hear, and whomever will listen, and whomever gonna see. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a new beginning. Ya Allah, you said, and we heard it, and we believe it. You said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy included everything. And we are shay, we are your creatures. Please grant us this mercy. Please grant us forgiveness. Grant us guidance. Give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply him in our life so we can live in peace and die in peace, and inshallah in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله واشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله واشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. So the first thing in promoting good and fight evil, re-evaluate yourself. يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقي. You gonna meet your maker? You gonna meet your maker. I don't wanna make the khutbah long, but I wanna finish it with this. There are at the moment of death when the soul come out and it is in a custody of the angel. By the way, in your life cycle, the only time you have the liberation of move, liberation of say, you have a will to do, is in this life, that time. The minute that you are out, وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. You are under somebody else's control. Nothing. Nothing to say and nothing to do. Some لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء. The gates of heaven will never be open for them. Back. And some, they will go from one stage to another. The minute that you pass to the first, there are 7 major quality assurance you're going to have to go through. And you think it is easy. I don't want to make you desperate, but at the same time, I want you to face reality. Sometimes we do a good deed because it makes us feel good. That's not acceptable from Allah. Maybe you passed, but you are going there. You are not going to pass the first quality assurance. You are not going to pass the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, till the last level in the 7th,
when the angel will come, you say, Ya Allah, your servant passed the seven. That means he worked for you, that he did the lawful, that he did this, that he did not take maliyatim. Seven categories that any deed you do, it go through. It comes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, and the answer of Allah going to be what? You judge it by what you know. I will judge by what I know. Okay, you witness that he did not do this, he did not do this, he did not do this, he did this for this, he did this for this, and he did, and maybe you were right. But only me who knew the attention why he did it. And today I am going to accept or reject. You see the challenge you and I having? You see what's ahead of us? I hope this one can be eye-opener. You've passed everything. اتخذتوا على الله عهدا أم تقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون. You've been promised by Allah, or you say what you don't know. After all that, and we are all the time living in what? Do or not to do. But in reality, what? What you do will be accepted or not. Even in the last stage, Allah say, I know what was in the heart of my servant when he did it. Now to accept or to reject. And if Allah reject, what are you going to do? What are the universe going to do? ذلك هو الخسران المبين. اللهم ارحمنا من هذا Let us seek from Allah forgiveness and guidance. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering. Forgive all our sin, all our ignorance, all our shortcomings. And give us a brand new start, a brand new beginning, where we really start to build our own conscience. And we start to promote good and fight evil to our own soul. And take the first step to do that by starting reading the Quran and reading the Sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And apply him what's in him. So we can live in peace and die in peace, and in the hereafter we'll be in peace, inshaAllah, and among the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة. Thank you.